Work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Move some dirt out there this summer, right? Item 314.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the construction of the mulch consolidated conduit support project number E09017 for $1,800,000.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Tammy Cleese with the Bureau of Environmental Services. I'm here with Kurt Robbins. He's our engineer and project manager on this project. And we are here asking for authorization to approve the ordinance for to advertise the $1.8 million mulch consolidated conduit support contract. This project is part of the BES maintenance and reliability program, which is approved in our current CIP program. And Kurt has some information to share with you on the project.
Great, thank you.
Yes, good morning, Council. I'll show you a few slides illustrating the major elements of the project, and then we'll field questions. This map shown before you is the location map for the project. It's shown it's in northwest Portland, located entirely within the Gouge Lake industrial area between Nicolai Street and Eon Boulevard. The extent of the project between Nicolai and Eon is along Northwest 30th Avenue, a portion of an industrial street extending to Northwest 29th Avenue and ending at the Eon pump station. The principal purpose of the project is to abandon a large diameter outfall sewer in very poor condition and to construct new pipelines to collect and convey combined sewage to the bulge consolidated conduit completed just a few years ago. This image shown before you is the top of the project looking east along Northwest 30th Avenue. The outfall sewer lying under this industrial area was constructed in 1920 under Bulge Creek or along the Bulge Creek bed in an area known as Gouge Lake. This lake was filled in 1906 with clay gravel conglomerate overlain with silt. After sewer construction, additional fills placed over the sewer, which resulted in significant settlement. This illustration is of the inside of the gulch sewer, and as you see, the floor of the sewer has given away, and the piles supporting the original sewer construction poked through. Entire area has seen extensive settlement, but we feel we have a solution for it. One is to abandon the sewer in place and construct a new sewer. The work also includes crossing under a BNSF switch, actually three switches located in Northwest 30th and Industrial. Two of the switches are obsolete. One switch remains in service, providing service to customers along Industrial Street. At this location, two methods were considered. One is tunneling, which is typical near railroads to protect the railroad. In this case, the sewer is shallow, so tunneling proved to be very risky. So a second alternative of open cut was explored. This lower risk option required a restoration agreement with BNSF and was deemed the better solution. The open cut method was selected. The benefits of the open cut include lower sewer construction risk and cost, a railroad grade crossing update, including full restoration of the pavement, removal of two substandard railroad switches, improved pedestrian access across the railroad with sidewalks, and in general, fewer impacts to local businesses. That is a shorter duration of construction and no work along easements in front of existing buildings. The BNSF is covering approximately 20% of the cost of this restoration work, and that equates to between $37,000 and $50,000. BES is covering the balance of the crossing restoration work. That agreement between BNSF and the city was approved under Ordinance 186418 of January of last year for $185,000. Another element of this project is very important is to protect the CSO tunnel system from flooding in the event of a high stage in the Willamette River. What's happened near the Eon pump station is that this duckbill-style flap gate has failed in its relaxed position shown on the right. And the proposal is to replace that with a steel flap gate. Just to illustrate the severity of the problem, shown before you is the weir elevation for the GLI. That's a drop shaft into the bulge conduit. At the weir elevation of 24, the tunnel system is exposed to the Willamette River. That is, if the Willamette reaches a stage above 24 feet, the tunnel will begin to flood with the existing flap gate, or duckbill-style gate. So the flap gate shown will protect the tunnel system from flood events. The business impacts would be minimal on this project, although they will be felt in the form of minor traffic delays. We are requesting and specifying the contractor work during normal business hours, so we don't foresee a noise ordinance or night work to complete this project. The improvements that the local businesses will realize will be improved stormwater collection, improvements of a substandard rail crossing, which is in very poor condition, and improved pedestrian access through the area. As a project summary, this project abandons that failing outfall sewer, which speaks for itself. It is a risk and a liability for the city. The construction rehabilitates approximately 1,300 feet of sewer along 30th and 29th Avenue. It works as a partner with BNSF to reduce risk while providing value-added pavement restoration and improved pedestrian access. And finally, it protects the tunnel system from river flooding. As an overview, my estimate of construction is $1.8 million. My level of confidence is optimal. We've done quite a bit of research on the cost. We have good empirical data on what this type of work typically costs. Our contract, if awarded this next month, would be, if the contract is advertised and successfully bid this month, it would be awarded in July of this year with construction commencing in August. The duration of construction is specified at 8 months. So with that, I'll open to questions.
Project specific. Very necessary project.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Other questions, comments for the team?
Ms. Clays, I'd just like you to tell the folks at home what's your job.
My job is a supervising engineer for the Bureau of Environmental Services.
That is awesome, and I hope there's lots of little girls who are in STEM education at home watching and thinking, I want to be Tammy Clays in the future.
Thank you. And it is interesting projects like this when you see entire pilings.
Yeah, that's weird.
There's a lot of challenges out there and a lot of room for a lot of little girls and little boys to take our places.
So you can abandon that old sewer even in that obviously deteriorated condition and not have to worry about the street later having collapse problems?
That's exactly the point, sir. The point is to drain the sewer of the standing water and then fill with the concrete
material.
You
will fill the old sewer?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Yeah, the abandonment process through our standard construction practices is to fill the sewer with a controlled low-strength material, such as concrete.
Yeah, so it's basically a sandy concrete that can
That's right.
Be pumped
CLSM down. Is what we use for this.
Yeah, I was worried about that. It looked like that. There's not much structure left there. So
that's correct. If unaddressed, it would eventually reach the surface and could result in a collapse.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That'll be the strongest street in that part of town.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, it moves to second reading and adoption next week. Thank you very much.